Welcome to JS Tax Corporation 36 Chambers and Tax Minimization Strategies. My name is Jamal Crypto J. Solomon, founder of JS Tax Corporation. The goal of this podcast series is to give you real tax advice in 7 minutes or less. Here is my Source Awards pitch to you. Any taxpayer out there that want to be tax savvy and want to stay a star and don't have to worry about their tax accountant trying to be all in the TikTok videos, all on YouTube, dancing. Come to JS Tax Corporation. Let's go. The tax minimization strategy I'm going to talk about today is donating and repurchase. As a disclaimer, I know we went through, this is tax minimization strategy number 34, but with this particular one, guys, as a disclaimer, do not try to do this one alone. This is very complex. It's not as simple. Not a lot of people do it. Really know that you're doing the right thing. And what I'm talking about is donate and repurchase. Now, charitable giving is a beautiful thing. It helps out organizations. It makes you contribute positively to the world. But let's keep it real. There's also immediate and future tax benefits of donating. Did you know you can maximize your charitable giving deduction by donating appreciated, meaning going up, securities instead of cash? You know, with cash, you go to them. All right, here's the 10K. Thank you. Now, if you really think about it further, you could get even more of a big deduction and benefit out of it. Charities do not pay taxes on stock. So don't feel guilty about it. They are not under the same rules as us. However, you have to really make sure that whoever you donate is a legitimate 501c3 organization. You'd be surprised how many organizations probably did once upon a time were tax exempt, but lost their status years ago, sometimes decades ago. But nobody knows it, and they still accepting donations until that wonderful audit comes, or you know, you got to prove that it was a non for profit and it wasn't. Then that's pretty ugly. So definitely, guys, make sure look it up IRS.gov. You can find out all information on who's legit. Now, with that said, charities do not pay taxes on sale of stocks, so they can receive the maximum donation of value of the shares. Now, here's the tricky part. After donating the securities, you can buy back the shares at a higher value than you originally purchased them, which this is called your cost basis. If you sell the same shares in the future, your basis for the capital gains tax is now higher. So that means making the capital gains tax liability much smaller. So let's say, for example, your original purchase price of the stock was $100. Then you brought it back for $200. So now your new cost basis is $200 instead of $100. So that means, in that example, you are paying less. So with this, guys, like I said, I haven't seen a lot of people use this because A, I don't think a lot of people know that this strategy exists, and B, a lot of people are proactive on this type of higher level. So if you're on this type of higher level, you already know. You got to talk to your financial advisor. You got to research the charitable contribution. If it's a major contribution charitable organization, I guarantee you they have an office or a person that's dedicated to helping you with these type of donations. So all you got to do is inquire with them. And the last thing, as always, guys, is to consult with your tax accountant and say, okay, did I do this correct? What should I look out for? Will this survive an audit from the IRS? All that good stuff, guys. But as the theme of all my podcast episodes say, tax deductions are available for all income brackets. They're billionaires, they're millionaires, they're thousandaires, they're hundredaires. Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going there with my money. You just have to be proactive. It's out there, guys, out there waiting for you. I do not preach tax evasion because I know for a fact I'm not trying to go to jail. So I hope you're not trying to go to jail just to get a refund because it is not worth it. I represented a lot of people in front of the IRS. Guys, if you could remember anything that I say, a tax refund is not worth losing a tax audit or even worse, going to jail for. If you owe money, just pay the taxes because if you get caught in an audit, not only do you have to pay the money back, but they will attach a lot of interest and penalties to that amount. And also, if you're doing something completely fraudulent, do you really want to go to a tax refund? Think about that. Until next time, guys, protons, electrons always cause explosions.